indicated to us that our signature cards did not have the notation PEP.
So as a result of their examination, the only conclusion that they arrived at that needed that was a problem or that needed fixing or that needed your attention was the fact that PEP, the designation PEP, was not included in the signature card.
Yes, Your Honor, because they during the review they check on whether the bank does follow the AMLA process, which is either reporting on 500,000 and up or this classification.
So should there have been a violation, they would have told you that as well.
Yes, Your Honor.
You can assume that the fact that they only talked about the lack of the PEP designation in the signature card means that that was the only remarkable thing as far as they found as far as their examination was concerned.
As far as I can recall.
Okay.
With the permission of the gentleman from the Law of North. In other words, the original did not contain the marking PEP.
Yes, Your Honor.
But this annex document now contains that marking PEP.
Yes, Your Honor.
How can you explain why your original does not have a PEP and the Annex A contains a PEP?
Your Honor, we do not...
Who would have placed that if your bank did not place it?
Your Honor, we do not know the source of this annex documents, Your Honor. We cannot comment. We don't know, Your Honor.
But the only one who had a copy of your original submission to the audit team of Banco Central and AMLA is the audit team, which I assume that the one you submitted did not contain PEP.
Yes, Your Honor.
Then, who else would be the source of a document that would be altered to contain the word PEP.
I don't really know, Your Honor.
Heaven? Hell? Or where?
Perhaps the source or the small lady could probably answer that question better, Your Honor.
Which one? The little lady?
Well, I understand that these documents that were submitted came from a lady, so she would probably know the source of the documents.
Not just a lady, it was notified as a little lady. So, thank you, Senator Marcos.
Please. Mr. Gacy, I also note in the original or the copy of the original signature card that you gave us, walang PEP ang nakalagay. Doon sa signature box. Yes, walang nakalagay na PEP.
Yes, Your Honor.
Thank you. So, the Annex A has the PEP, and it has even been highlighted, and that is not the bank's notation.
No, Your Honor.
I just want to
thank
ask...
That is all, actually, Mr. President.
I just want to ask this question. If the examination was intended to deal with PEP mark accounts, and in your original document of the respondent, Chief Justice Corona, did not contain that PEP, how come that if you know that Banco Central and AMLA included him in the examination in September up to November of 2010, if indeed there was no PEP in your original document, and how come that later on in the Annex A, that signal or PEP, politically exposed
person,
is imprinted in the Annex A of the supplemental request for subpoena?
I don't know, Your Honor.
All right. Anyway.
Senator Gingona, Mr. President.
Senator Gingona.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. Garcia, good afternoon. Sinabi po ninyo na ang nag-audit, AMLAC?
Yes, Your Honor.
Can you be very, very sure? Because I think, are you sure that it is the AMLAC that audited you? Remember, you can verify by just a phone call at your branch. Can you tell me categorically that it was the anti-money laundering, the AMLAC, that was auditing you?
Well, I can recall from the examination findings, and I can tell you this: the Banco Central does not really look at deposits.
No. That's not my question about the Banco Central.
Yes.
Ang tinatanong ko lang, are you very sure it was the AMLAC that audited your bank? And I would like to say that sana you verify this muna before you answer. Just a quick call, you could verify from the people who actually faced those people who audited your bank.
We can do that, Your Honor.
When can you give that answer to us?
We can certify that.
Can you give it in a few minutes? Can you call?
As far as we can determine, it was a regular BSP audit, but AMLA was included.
AMLA was included.
Yes,
you're very categorical about that.
That's as far as we can from our documents. Your Honor.
Okay. Thank you.
Senator Osmeña, Mr. President, and then Senator Legarda.
The gentleman from Cebu, Senator Osmeña.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good afternoon, Mr. Garcia.
Good afternoon.
At the previous hearing, you said that you would tell us or inform us of the tenor of that 17 million deposit, which was opened in June 2011 and closed on December 12. But what was the original tenor on that? The length of time for the time deposit?
Your Honor, if I may, I'll just refer to our documents.
Yes, please.
And may I likewise approach? Your Honor.
Proceed. You may approach your witness, not your witness, your client, anytime. Considering the sensitivity of the matter under discussion.
Your Honor, you're referring to the account number with the ending digits 3848?
That's correct.
The amount is 17 million. This was originally transacted in June 29, 2011. This was subsequently renewed. The last renewal was done on December 2, 2011, at that time for a tenor of 31 days with an original maturity date of January 2, 2012. This particular account was paid out on December 12, 2011.
So therefore, what type of penalty would the depositor have to pay? Would there be a reduction in the
Yes, Your Honor, because
interest.
It's a pre-termination of the
pre-termination
original term.
Charge. Yes. All right. Does the bank have any accounts in the name of Cristina Corona alone?
I think we reported earlier all of the accounts under the name of Cristina Corona. We do not have any record of any account under her name alone.
Thank you. If a customer were to walk into PS Bank and gave PS Bank 10 million pesos and asked PS Bank to buy ROPs on his behalf. Would PS Bank refer him to Metrobank?
Well, yes, Your Honor, if such an inquiry is made.
And would you receive a referral fee from Metrobank for?
No, Your Honor.
You mean Metrobank will not pay you anything for that referral?
No, Your Honor. We just let them know that we do not engage in those kind of transactions, but of course...
But of course you know the rules. You know how it works, no? Since you're going to be the next president of Metrobank, you know already how these things go.
Your Honor, I have publicly stated that if ever offered a position, I will decline it, Your Honor.
But the mere fact that they would be thinking offering it to you means they know you're qualified to be president of Metrobank.
I cannot speak for them, Your Honor.
All right. Now, tell me something. If Metrobank, this is hypothetical, but you're qualified to answer this. If Metrobank were to take an order from a customer and buy ROPs or dollar-denominated Philippine government bonds, would this be booked as a liability by the bank, or it would be an off-balance sheet item?
It would be an off-balance sheet item.
I see. So this would not be a deposit?
It would not be a deposit unless the transaction was deposited into an FCDU account from which the purchase is made.
But how could you book? So an FCDU account may be maintained and the bank instructed to use the dollars to buy ROPs.
It's possible, Your Honor.
It's probable.
It's possible.
It's probable. In other words, it is done.
I'm sorry, Your Honor, because I cannot speak for other banks, but I know that it's done.
All right. Now, if the FCDU deposits are used to buy bonds, would the bonds then be used to secure the FCDU deposit? Because you're going to need 100% dollar cover, right?
The bonds, Your Honor, would not be registered and assets of the bank, and therefore will not be eligible for that. Because
but under the FCDU law, you're supposed to have 100% cover for any FCDU deposit, correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
So how could you have an off-balance sheet item covering for a balance sheet item? In other words, this would be a liability of the bank if it is an FCDU.
If it is for the account of the customer, Your Honor, then it would become an off-balance sheet item because technically the customer actually owns the bond.
That
for
is
the bank,
correct.
Like PS Bank, we have dollar deposits. We buy ROP bonds.
But the moment it's removed from the dollar deposit, it does not anymore become a liability of the bank. In other words, it would not even be covered by PDIC.
Are we speaking for a customer transaction, Your Honor?
I'm talking about a customer who opened an FCDU account and asked you to use the dollars in his FCDU to buy ROPs.
Dollar deposit account will be withdrawn, in which case the funds will be
closed.
Used to purchase.
It's closed. It ceases to be a liability of the bank.
Yes, Your Honor.
Therefore, it is not a deposit any longer.
No longer a deposit.
All right. So, therefore, any such ROP account, how would you call that? What would the bank call the account? It's not an FCDU. What would you call the account?
I cannot categorically state, Your Honor, because we do not engage in those transactions for customer accounts. For PS Bank, we only buy ROPs for the account of the bank. Other banks do those kind of transactions, Your Honor.
Yes, other banks do. And
yes,
Metro Bank does, right?
Yes, Your Honor, but I cannot really speak for what their practice is.
But definitely it's not covered by PDIC, so it's not a liability any longer of the bank.
Once the purchase is made, the deposit goes down. It's no longer a liability, Your Honor.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Garcia.
Would they be transferred to your trust account?
The dollar deposit, Your Honor?
Yes.
Well, if...
For management purposes.